Bull riders hold a glamour spot in rodeo. They ride very dangerous animals and even have their own circuit that's televised. But they also require assistance to keep them safe. Those people are known as rodeo clowns or bullfighters. They put their lives on the line to keep the riders from injury or worse. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck met with two of the best and has this report.
You just heard what it sounds like inside the chute during the bull riding event at Cheyenne Frontier Days. But you might not have been able to make out the rodeo announcer thanking bullfighter Daryl Diefenbach for knocking a bull away from a helpless bull rider who had fallen to the ground. It's something Diefenbach and his Frontier Days partner Dusty Tuckness are prepared to do every day. They are veteran bullfighters chosen to work Frontier Days because they are among the best in the world. Part of that is their attitude. Diefenbach had a couple of physical battles with bulls in the last few days, and it's part of the job he's been doing for 25 years, since he first got involved in rodeo in Queensland, Australia.
You fight bulls long enough, get in front of enough bulls, you're going to get run over. And if you're not prepared to get run over, then you're in the wrong profession.
Dusty Tuckness has been doing this since he was 12 years old in Meteetse, Wyoming. He loves what he does and never worries.
You can't panic, you can't get out there and start getting scared and worried and stuff. I mean, you know, me and Daryl, we're out there, we're calm. You know, our main objective is to save that bull rider at hand, and then after that, when we fall through and roll through, you know, we're going to pick the bulls off each other and get everybody out in good shape. You know, a lot of times it works out good, sometimes we got to take some shots, but again, that's just part of the job.
And there is a strategy to making sure the bull rider doesn't get gored or trampled. It involves anticipating where the rider is going to land.
When that gate opens, you know, we're watching the bull, watching the cowboy, back and forth. And so 9 times out of 10, we can kind of have it in a 6-foot ballpark where that guy's going to hit the ground. And so we want to be able to position ourselves into a spot when he does hit the ground that we can squeeze through there and direct that bull away.
Under the arena where the bull riders hang out, bullfighters are much appreciated. Sage Kimsey is the top money earner this year, and he says bullfighters keep him healthy so that he can compete.
Without them, you know, we'd be banged up even more than we already are, and it's a long road even with them. I would hate to even imagine my job without the bullfighters.
A couple of days ago, Diefenbach and Tuckness got between a very mean bull and rider Artie Meyer. For a moment, Meyer thought the bull was going to hurt him.
He had the option to line me out, and they went in there, and we all got out of there clean, and it was a good example of what them guys do and how much you appreciate what they do.
Do you buy drinks when you see them later?
No, I'll buy them a beer once in a while, I suppose, but I don't have to buy them a beer for them to step in there and save me, so it's a pretty cool deal.
But he probably should for one simple fact. While the bull riders may get fewer injuries, the bullfighters get plenty. Diefenbach has probably put some insurance companies out of business.
Broke my neck, broke my back twice, had to have a shoulder reconstructed, knee surgeries. This is my third eye socket in my right eye, ribs.
Tuckness says injuries, though, are just part of the job. He says you get patched up, rehab, and come back for more. Bullfighting might not be as glamorous as bull riding, but it is absolutely vital to keep the show going. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.